You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast with host Fifi Peters.
Despite a 24% jump in first half revenues to 3.6 billion rand and a return to profit, Invicta, which is chaired by billionaire Christo Visser, has chosen to hold out on paying a dividend for the second time in a row, and that is an interim dividend. But to tell us why and to review the company's performance at large in the 6 months ending September, I'm joined by Stephen Joffe, the CEO of Invicta. Stephen, thanks so much for your time. So, you know, that you're not paying a dividend, it tends to mean one of two things. It's either you are investing in the business or keeping the cash for any acquisitions that you plan on making, or it means that you're quite worried about the economy still and you're building a financial buffer. Which is it for you?
Good evening to you. Thank you for having us on the show. So, I think we're well positioned to grow the business as it stands now. And we want to use that capital to make investments in the next 6 months. So I wouldn't say it's a defensive strategy right now. I'd say it's more that we see opportunities that we think our capital can be better used.
Right. What kind of investments and where are you seeing these opportunities?
So the deal that we announced a few weeks ago is a company called Dotcom. And Dotcom is a provider in the telecommunications and fiber industry. So we regard that as a sunrise industry, and we think that for many years in South Africa and Africa, that this industry will grow. And if I can explain from an Invicta point of view, we have always served many mission-critical clients in the industrial space. We know and understand how important it is to keep our clients operating. So whether it's a mine or a production facility or a power plant, our job is to do everything we can to keep the operation going. And we believe we can bring that same level of work ethic, massive distribution channels into the telecommunications sector. So I think that we are seeing ourselves as one step behind the fiber network operators and doing everything that we can to keep the operations going and working at optimal speed. And that's what we're quite excited about at the moment.
All right. But from a COVID-19 perspective, what aspects about the virus still keep you awake at night?
Oh, look, COVID has influenced everything. It's had a massive impact on consumable durable goods, which has impacted on the price of hard raw materials. It has impacted many of the products, especially steel price, that we sell. But if you followed steel price in the 6 months, you've seen a massive run on steel and now it's come back down. But that's impacting almost every single product we buy. Then almost everything we buy, we import. So there's massive amounts of volatility in shipping and shortage of containers. And once you get it to South Africa, we've had delays at the Durban port that you've talked about. We've had illegal strikes on trucking. So all of these factors are influencing us on a day-to-day basis, and that's not even dealing with the actual impact of the virus. You know, we had 14 colleagues that have passed away to this point from COVID.
Your strategy, though, to keep the cost increases, the increases in the business at comfortable levels. And I say this in... or as we look at the price trajectory that costs are taking and inflation is taking, and it's something that doesn't seem to be slowing down anytime soon. What is the business's plan to keep costs contained?
Well, we took very decisive action last year, and we really cut our company, we think, to a level that really does optimize the business. From now on, the 6 months that we've just had, we were in a large measure protected by the strength of the rand. So much of this pricing increases that we saw, we were able to absorb the increase because of the relative strength of the rand. As you've seen in the last few days, that has now reversed. And I think what you will start seeing is prices starting to go up.
Notwithstanding the deal you currently have on the table, Just going forward by way of outlook, I mean, with agriculture and we continue to see that part of the economy popping in terms of growth, also being helped by a favorable pricing, despite the fact that we've got such a big supply of maize, for instance. But what are your plans going forward within your business? What are you telling your shareholders that they can look forward to?
So we think the traditional market, which is mining for us, agriculture, general industry, I mean, it's going to carry on. It's going to be relatively tough in South Africa. I think agriculture has been robust and will continue to be robust. Mining, you're seeing good numbers, but production pretty much in line with previous years. And general economy, I think people are having a tough time out there. So really what we have to do in our traditional businesses is to look for new levers to make a profit. And we look at all things. We're looking at renewables. We're looking at oil and gas. We're looking at other ways to supplement our income, solar for argument's sake. So there are always other opportunities that you can add to a brilliant company like Invicta to continue to deliver results.
Mm. And just on your dividend, can you give us a sense of the conditions that you'd need to see in your business to make you feel comfortable in rewarding shareholders?
So we have stated in our results that we are intend to declare a dividend at the end of the year of with a cover ratio of between 2.75 and 3.25 on sustainable earnings. And I believe we are comfortable to make that statement now. And we have made that statement. So we want to go and, you know, fulfill some of these acquisitions in the short term, but we certainly see ourselves paying a dividend at the end of the year.
All right, Stephen, we'll leave it there. Thanks so much for your time, sir. That was Stephen Joffe, the CEO at Invicta.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.